Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Tes. We're getting very close to the end of the Masechta. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas, a number of people, Regina Rubinfeld, Rivka Bas Yitzchak. We're also learning Le'ili Nishmas, Lillian Schwartz Greenzeig, Liba Fruma Bat Zelig. And we're also learning Le'ili Nishmas, Leo Katowitz, Levi Ben Shmuel Chaim. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from all learning. Okay, now we had already finished the Mishnah, which begins on Peches Amid Beis. Let's chazur it over outside. And the Mishnah had several sections to it. The first part of the Mishnah was talking about the pasuk v'neder almana ugrusha, kol asher asra almavsha yokum aleha. So we darish in that to teach us that if a woman were to make a neder, omra hareini nazir liachar shloshim yom, if a woman makes a neder that is to take effect at the end of a 30-day period of time, and right now she is a widow, or she is a divorcee. She is an almana, a widow, or a grusha, or a divorcee. So she doesn't have a husband right now. So afal pi shenisa b'sel shloshim yom, even though she does get married before the neder actually takes effect, within the 30-day period of time that she says the neder will take effect after that 30-day period of time, nevertheless, eino yachal l'hofer. And as the Ran had explained, and we'll see in the Gemara, this is the opinion certainly of Rabbi Akiva, maybe the opinion of others as well, but certainly the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that we go after the Amira, the Basar Amira Azlinan, Shenadra Kodem Shenisa. She made the neder prior to her being married. You go at the time that she was making the neder, even though it's not chal yet, but you go after the time that she makes the neder, and therefore the new husband ain't habal mefer bekodmin. And therefore, the din is, in that situation, the husband cannot be made for the neder, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, which we'll see is definitely Rabbi Akiva, maybe others as well. Second section of the Mishnah was the exact opposite. Nodra, she made a neder while she was married to her husband. For example, she said she will become a Nazira in 30 days, so her husband would have the right to go be made for that neder right then and there. And let's say he is made for the neder, but then he dies before the 30 days are up, or he were to divorce her before the 30 days are up. So when the neder would be chal, he's no longer her husband, either because he died or because he divorced her. So in this situation, the Mishnah says the neder is mufar. Again, as the Ran explained, we go after the Basar Shas Amira Azlinan. You go after the time that she made the neder. And whether that's Lekula or whether that's Lechumra, the Ran says that's how we view it. You go after the time that the neder was made. So certainly consistent between the Reisha and the Seifa, albeit there's two different outcomes. In the Reisha, in the first case, the husband doesn't have the right to be made for it. In the Seifa, the husband did have the right to be made for it. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah was if she made an neder, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, she then gets divorced at 11 o'clock in the morning, she gets remarried at 12 o'clock in the morning, so even though it's B'yom Shamo, since she no longer was in the Rishus of her husband for that hour from 11 to 12, as soon as she goes outside the Rishus of her husband, so then he no longer has the right to be made for it, even if it's B'yom Shamo. So we quickly summarize the Mishnah. Now we begin on the Gemara, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, six lines down from the top, with the words Tanya. We learned in the following braisa, very similar to the Mishnah. Now, in the Hagos Vitzayunim, Os Aleph, we actually should preface this braisa with the following simon, v'simona yalali. Yalali stands for yofer, that's the yud, the lamed is lo yofer, the lamed is lo yofer, and the second yud is yofer. So this is actually going to be a pattern. We're going to have the din being, the Tanakhama says yofer, and the second opinion says lo yofer. Then we'll have the Tanakhama saying lo yofer, and the second opinion saying yofer. So this simon that we'll have in a moment really should be placed over here according to Hagos Vitzayunim. In any event, the Braisa starts off and says, Tanya, we learn in this Braisa, almano grusha shomer, if a woman who is already divorced or nebuch, she's a widow, hareini nazira l'kashay nase, and she says, I will become a nazira when I get married. The nieces, and then Baruch Hashem, she does get married, so Rabbi Yishmol Omer Yofer. Rabbi Yishmol says she does, the new husband has the right to be made for that neder. Even though it's kodmin, Rabbi Yishmol's opinion, as we'll see, it says he goes not when the neder is set, but it's when the neder is chal. And here it says that she will be a nazira when she gets married. So the chalos of the neder is only after she's married. So it's not kodmin according to Rabbi Yishmol, and therefore the husband, the new husband, would be allowed to be made for this neder, even though she said it before they were married, but it only takes effect when they get married. And Rabbi Yishmol's opinion is, you go by the chalos, the time that the neder actually takes effect. We'll see this is based upon psukim, and therefore yofer. And that's the first part of this mnemonic, this simon, yalali, yud, lamed, lamed, yud. So this is yofer. Yishmol says yofer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva, as we've already mentioned in the Mishnah, he's the author of the Mishnah, so therefore he is of the opinion that you go after the Amira, and therefore this woman made her neder when she wasn't yet married. Therefore, it's considered kodmin, and her husband doesn't have the right to go and be made for it. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva omer lo yofer. That's the lamed, the first lamed in Yalali. Then we have, in our Gemara, it says, v'simona Yalali. As I pointed out, Agos v'siyunim said it should have been earlier. In any event, we then continue. If a woman is already married and she says, Hareini Nazira l'chesha es garish, I will become a Nazira when I'm going to be divorced. In other words, she's saying it now while she's married, but the chalos would be only after she's not married. So in this situation, when her husband divorces her, v'niz garisha, her husband does divorce her. So Rabbi Shmuel, again, consistent. He says you go after the chalos, and the chalos is after she's already divorced, and therefore the husband cannot be made for it. And therefore, he says, omer lo yofer. And that's the lamed, the second lamed in the mnemonic, Yalali. And again, Rabbi Akiva, omer yofer. He goes, again, consistent with his shita, that you go after the amira. The amira was while she was still married. Therefore, he says yofer. That's the second yud in the mnemonic, Yalali. Now, I do think that if you look at the Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, where the Oz Dalid is by Rabbi Yishmol. I think that's a mistake. It should be by Rabbi Akiva, because, as we will see in our Gemara, as well as in the Ran, as well as in Shulchan Aruch, we passing like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yishmol, so therefore I think the Dalid is misplaced, and the Dalid should be associated with Rabbi Akiva's name and not Rabbi Yishmol's name. In any event, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva? Again, just to summarize, Rabbi Yishmol says you go after the Chalos, Rabbi Akiva says you go after the Amira, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechumra. So Rabbi Yishmol says as follows, I'm Rabbi Yishmol, Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, V'neider almona u'grusha v'gomer, that's the Pasuk that we mentioned several times, V'neider almona u'grusha, kol asher asua nafsha, yokum aleha. And he darshens the Pasuk as, ad shehe neder b'shas almenus v'gerushin. He darshens this, that you go at the time that the neder is chal. As the Ran says, the Dibur Maskal Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says the Sfirulei the Basar Chalos Haneder Azlinan Velo Basar Amira, and that's based upon this pasuk. And the Ran in the next Ran Ad Shehe Neder tells us the Neder Hainu Chalos Haneder. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel understands it. Again, Hilchach Ben Bereisha Ben Misefa Ben Lekula Ben Luchumra, we go after Chalos Haneder, and therefore that's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva darshens it differently. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Osra Al Nafsha, meaning when she makes the neder. Actually, Yisurei Neder Bishas Al Manos V'Gerushin. The Amira has to be while she's an Almana or a Grusha, in order for this to be effective and not be able to be mufar by her husband. And therefore, he darshens it differently. As the Ran explains, the Azul Basar Shas Amira. This is the understanding of Rabbi Akiva, that it goes when she assert herself, meaning at the time that she made the neder, was she an amona grusha, then her husband doesn't have the right to be made for it. Otherwise, the husband does have a right to be made for it. Okay. Mora continues and says, Amar Rav Chisda, Mastis Rabbi Akiva. Rav Chisda says that our Mishnah is certainly in accord with Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah goes after the Amira. That's the simple understanding of our Mishnah. No doubt, our Mishnah certainly is in accord with Rabbi Akiva. The question is, does it go against Rabbi Yishmol? So Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, no, you could even work out our Mishnah that it could be in accord with Rabbi Yishmol. Abaye Omar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yishmol. How is that? Because Abaye would say that Masnisin Talya Nafsha Biyome. Baraisa Talya Nafsha Binisuin. The reasoning why he says that our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yishmol, and the Baraisa, where we explained Rabbi Yishmol, going after the chalos isn't necessarily contradictory to the Mishnah, is because the following. And let's read inside in the Ran, in Dibur Maskil, Afil Temo Rabbi Yishmol. The Chi Ozil Rabbi Yishmol Bosa Chalos HaNeder. When Rabbi Yishmol says that we go after the chalos, when the neder actually takes effect, Hani Mili Kitalia Nafsha Binisuin O Begerishin. She's basically attaching this to her status, whether she's a Nisua or a Gerusha. That's what she said in the Braisa. When I get married or when I get divorced, that's when the Nazir should take effect. So she's attaching the two together. Hilkach, in the Braisa, Kivan she absolutely Amira Saneder, the Chalos Saneder, Shubu Shusechot. It's impossible for the Amira and the Chalos to be under the same Rishus because she's attaching it to when I get married or when I get divorced. So by definition, they can't both be under the same categorization. And therefore, Sfirulei the Rabbi Shmuel, in that situation when it's one or the other, the Azlin and Basa Chalos HaNeder, that you have to go by the Chalos of the Neder in that situation and not by the Amira. But our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Even though Rabbi Shmuel says you go by the Chalos in the Braisa, but he says in the Mishnah of Ubamastisan, the Lo Talya Nafsha Elabiyome, in the Mishnah, she's not saying something should happen when I get married or when I get divorced. She's saying in 30 days from now. Now, her status in 30 days from now could be identical to her status right now. The Afshar, the Shalmu Yomei Velo Mintzavot. Right now she's not married. So she says, in 30 days I want to be an Azira. So it's very possible she won't be married in 30 days. And when she says, in 30 days I want to be an Azira, she's married at that point in time, it's very possible she'll still be married at that point in time. And therefore, Afshar the Shalmu Yomei Velo Mintzavot, Shalmu Yomei Velo Migrisha. Her status may not change. And therefore the Amira and the Chalos could be under the same circumstances. V'nimtza Shetei Amira Saneda V'chaloso Birshus Echad. And therefore, Rabbi Yishmael can say that our Mishnah follows his opinion as well. Afilu kishnishtane harishus, even though subsequently in the Mishnah she did change her status from going from being an unmarried woman to being a married woman, or being from a married woman to an unmarried woman. So nevertheless, afinu kishnishtane harishus shenisus oniskarsha in the Reisha and the Sefer. In that situation, Moder Rabbi Yishmael. In that situation, even Rabbi Yishmael is Moder to Rabbi Akiva, the Basar Amiraz Linon, the Lo Basar Chalos. When there is a potential that it could be the same at the beginning of the Amira and at the Chalos, it didn't have to change your status, so then even Rabbi Yishmael is Moder, you go after the Amira. Since it's possible that the Chalos will be the same Rishus as the Amira, therefore, in that situation, Rabbi Yishmael agrees with Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. But in the Braisa, where by definition her status changes because he's making it tolui, she's making the neder tolui in when she gets married or when she gets divorced. By definition, the Amir and the Chalos are not the same status. So therefore, one could argue, as Abaye does, that our Mishnah could still be in accord with Rabbi Yishmael. It certainly is in accord with Rabbi Akiva, but it could even be in accord with Rabbi Yishmael. And let's see the Gemara explaining this inside. Masnis and Talia Nafsho B'Yomei, since our Mishnah, it depends on the days, but not a change in her status. Whereas the Braisa, Talia Nafsho B'Nisuin, where the Braisa, by definition, I will get married or I will get divorced. And therefore, Shalmu Yomei Velo Nisgarsha, in the Mishnah, since the days were completed and she didn't get divorced, so therefore, it's in the same status. Even Rabbi Yishmael is molded that you go after the Amira. And likewise, in the Reisha, Shalmu Yomei Velo Mis Nasva, she didn't get married, so then it's possible she won't get married, so therefore, even Rabbi Yishmael is molded. How do we pass Rosh Lamaisa? So you see the next round, the linian halacha. So he says, Kaim lunk Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, Hilkach, Afilu Omeris. Even if the woman says, Hareini Nazira, Lecheshe Enose, O Leshez Garish. Even in the situation where Rabbi Yishmael argues with Rabbi Akiva, we go like Rabbi Akiva, Bosso Shasa, Miris Haneder Azlinon, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechubra. The Ran tells us, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, whether it's the Kula, Beit L'Chumra, and whether it has to do with days, or whether it has to do with a change in her status. Okay. Baitu in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we said in our Mishnah, Zehaklau. So the Gemara now throws back, we also used the words Zehaklau early in the Masechta, on Daf Ayin Aleph, where we were talking in that situation, that a woman, even though she was married 100 times, we had said, on the same day, so it's still Biyom Shamo, and if she was a Nara Hamurasa each time, so then she can have her Nidorim annulled by both her father and by the last of her Arisen husbands. And we had brought down there the terminology Zaklal. So we finally answer, now over here in our Gemara, what was the purpose of the Zaklal in regards to Nara Hamurasa? So Zaklal, Diktoni Yondaf, Ayin Aleph, Gabi Nara, Hamirasa, that was coming to teach us. Zaklal, the Mishnahs don't list us rules. I mentioned many times from Reshach to Shlita that the Mishnahs don't just list general klal. Each time it says Zaklal, it's usually coming to give us a specific additional case, one specific case. So Zaklal in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph is Lasuye, is coming to include Halacha Av im Shluchei Abal. If the father were to go with the Shluchei Abal, or Shahochu Shluchei Ab, or the father sends his Shluchim, Im Shluchei Abal, so then his daughter never left his status. His daughter never left his domain, and therefore, Binaru Murasa, in that situation, Davia Ubala Mefir Nidarea. That was what the Zaklal there was to teach us, that she's still considered under her father's domain as a Naru Murasa, that the father, as well as the husband, have to both jointly be made for her Nidar. And with that intro, we now tell us the Zaklal in our Mishnah. Zaklal diktane gabe ve'elu nedarim. Our perek ve'elu nedarim. It said Zaklal in our Mishnah. What was that coming to include? Lasuye masra ab l'shluchei abal. If in fact the father gave over his daughter to the shluchim of the Baal, Or Oshi Musaro Shluchei Yaav L'Shluchei Baal. Or he had sent his shluchim along with her, but then they gave her over to the Shluchei Baal. So even though she hasn't yet had Nisuin, but she is considered halachically to have left her father's domain by the giving over to either the Baal or the Shluchei HaBaal, in that situation, She'ein HaBaal Mefer B'Kodmin. In that situation, the father is no longer involved. His daughter has left his domain, and the only time that the husband with the father can be made for Kodmin is when he's with the father. But if the father's out of the picture, so then the husband, even if he's not the full husband, even if he's normally able to be made for Kodmin with the father, but once she leaves the father's domain, so then the husband has lost the right to be made for Kodmin. He can only be made for Mikan Ulahaba, any new Nadarim that she were to go and make. So that's the purpose of Zakla. We start the next Mishnah, and this Mishnah is an interesting Mishnah. The Ran tells us that this really is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but if you look at the end of the Ran, Dibra Maslu Teisha Na'aros, he says that Rabbi Yehuda Polig Kol Chad Mehani Tlos Gabne L'Tlosa. We're going to have three categories over here in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah that we have here breaks those three categories down further into three additional parts to each category. So we'll have three categories of category one, three categories of category two, and three categories of category three, for a total of nine, when it really is only three. And the Ran points out, Varmina B'Yushami, Shafer B'Yehuda, who's the author of our Mishnah, Lo Omer El L'Chadid B'Henes HaTalmidim. He's only giving us this breakdown into the total of nine instead of three, because it's really going to be a difficult Mishnah for us to understand, because there's no Chiddush involved in any of them. So Rabbi Yehuda only did this in our Mishnah in order to L'chadid b'henes ha-tamidim, to sharpen the wits, the mind of his tamidim, that they should be asking, hey, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? And to go through this and see, in fact, that there really is no chiddush over here. That's the purpose of our Mishnah. A very unusual type of a Mishnah. In any event, let's see inside now. The Mishnah tells us, Teisha na'aros nidrein kayamin. There are nine women whose nidarim can't be mafered by their husband or their father, because they don't fall into either one of the two categories to be mafered by the husband or by the father. Now, it's really only three categories of women, as you can see in the very first words of this Ran, Adira Masutation Aros. He says, Hanach Teisha, these nine that we're going to list in our Mishnah, Kulu Isnu Bechlal Plus. They really could be broken down into just three categories. What are those three? Dainu Yisoma Bechaya Av. Yisoma Bechaya Av is a girl who was married off by her father on a Daraisa level, but then her husband divorced her. So in that situation, the girl has a father alive, but the father no longer is allowed to marry her off the Araisa. But the rabbis gave him the power to go marry her off the Rabbanon. In any event, that's called the Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. She is considered to be an orphan, albeit her father is alive. That's category number one. In that situation, we will see the father no longer has the right to be made for a Nadarim, and she doesn't have a husband, so her husband can't be made for a Nadarim as well. The second category is the Yesoma Mamish. The Ran tells us, a Nebuch, a girl that lost her father. Her father really passed away. This isn't the Yisoma B'chaya Av, this is the Yisoma Nebuch, because P'tiras Av. So likewise, there is nobody here that can be made for a Nadarim. And finally, the third category, Zubogeres. When a girl reaches the age of 12 years and 6 months, so she no longer is considered in the domain of her father to have her Nadarim be mafered by her father. So these are the three categories. Yisoma B'chaya Av, which is normally talking about a Nara whose father is still alive. Nebuch, a girl who is a Nara and her father passed away. And then a girl who's a Bogeris. So those are the three basic categories. And again, our Mishnah is expanded upon to make those three, each one, into three separate women for a total of nine women. But you'll see it's repetitive and there's no Chiddush involved. And that's why we said at the end of this Ran that Rabbi Yehuda, who authored this Mishnah, only did it to sharpen the wits of his Talmidim. So, what are these cases? Teisha Na'aros, Nidrei and Kayamin. What are the nine women whose Nidarim can't be mafered? So, the first one is Bogeres. She's a Bogeres. Now, that would have been enough. The fact that she's a Bogeres, there is no father, so the father can't be made for a Nidarim. But it adds, Vihi Yisoma, and the Ran tells us it's Yisoma B'chaya Av. So, we're dealing over here with Yisoma B'chaya Av and also Bogeres. Either one would be sufficient reason for her not to have her Nidarim able to be mafered. That's category number one. Number two, Nara Ubagra, she's a Nara, and then she becomes a Bogeris. And also, Yisoma B'chaya Av. So again, any one of those, either Bogeris or Yisoma, would be enough. We turn to Peites Omid Beis for number three. Number three is Nara Shalobog, where she's a Nara. She hasn't yet reached the age of Bokeres, but the Yisoma B'chayat, but she's also Yisoma in her father's lifetime. So all three of these that we just brought down, the Bokeres for Yisoma B'chayat, Nara Bog for Yisoma B'chayat, and Nara Shalobog for Yisoma B'chayat, these are all Yisoma B'chayat. And the other part of it is totally extraneous. And all three of these, since she's a Yisom Chayab, the father, she's not in her father's domain, the father can't be made for an Adar. The next group of three are all the same as well, but they each have an additional aspect to them. Again, L'chadir es Tamidim. So this is number four, Bogeres Umei Savir. She's a Bogeres, and her father actually died, Nebuch. Or she's a Nara, and then she became a Bogeres, and then her father actually died, Umei Savir. And the third one in this second group is Nara Shalobagra. She's still a Nara. She hasn't reached Bogeres, but Umei Savir, Nebuch, her father died. So all three of these, number four, five, and six of the total nine, are all that she's Nebuch, an orphan, a true orphan. The first three were she was an orphan, Bechayaviyah. The second three, she's a real orphan. She doesn't have a father. In both cases, halachically, she doesn't have a father. The first three, her father's alive, but she's a Yisoma Bechayav. The second case, Nebuch, her father really passed away, so she's a true Yisoma. And in all of these six cases, she doesn't have a father that can be made for an Adar. Fine. The last set of three, which is also one unit, is Nara Shemei Savia, Umi Shemei Savia Bogra. These are all going to be categories of Bogeris. So she's first a Nara, then her father dies, and then after her father's death, she becomes a Bogeris. So again, she's a Bogeris. So of course her Nedarim can't be made for it, even if her father were alive. Second of the last three is Bogeres V'Yaviya Kayim. She's a Bogeres, and even though her father is alive, or the last case, the ninth case, Nara Bogeres V'Yaviya Kayim. She was first a Nara, then she was a Bogeres, and then her father is still alive, but she's a Bogeres. And the common denominator in all of these three is she's a Bogeres. So again, the three scenarios according to the Ran, the Rush learns it a little bit differently, but it's essentially the same idea. So the three categories are, the first three are Yisoma B'chayav, the second three is a real Yisoma, and the third three is a Bogeres. And in all of them, she doesn't have a father that can be made for her Nedarim, either halachically or practically. Fine. The last part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hameisi Bito HaKitana, even if somebody marries off his daughter while she's a Kitana, which on a Daraisa level the father does have a right to do, and then Nebuch, Vinis Almanah O Niskarsha, and Nebuch, she's either widowed, her husband passes away, or the husband divorces her, the Chazra Etzlo, and she returns back to her father. She's a 7-year-old girl, 8-10-year-old girl, so she goes back to her father's house, the Chazra Etzlo, a dying Hinara, and then even when she's a Nara, nevertheless, since she had a full Nisuin, she's outside her father's domain. This is the classical case of of Yisoma B'chayavia, and therefore the father isn't able to go and be made for the Neder. And the Ran points out, Dibra Maskil, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Hu'adin, a little bit into this Ran, he says, Hu'adin, Nami, Da'afilu Yiktana. Certainly, when she's a Ketana, also, her father can't be made for Nedarim, except the Ketana can't make Nedarim. Kiva and Shani says, En Lavi Rishos, once she was fully married, then she's outside her father's domain. I've hide the Nakat Nara, because Mishum de Nidre Ketana ain't a clue, because until a girl is 11 years old, her vows have no status. When she's 11 years old, so then she's Mufla Hasomuch Liish, or Mufla, Asamuch Leisha, and there could be, if she understands what she's doing, status to her Nedarim, even as an 11-year-old girl. But in any event, the bottom line is that she's not under her father's domain, and therefore the father can't be made for her Nedarim. Again, we'll read from the Rush in Dibra Maschul Nara Bogeres V'Yisoma, and he says, two lines into that Rush, the Ein Chidish B'chol Eilu, there is no Chidish over here, because this is just to be Mechade de Talmidim. Gemara starts off and tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, that our Mishnah is Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim say, Aval Chachamim Amrim, there are only three categories, Shalosh Naros Nidreim Kayamim. There are three categories of Naros, as we said, a Yisoma B'chayavia, a real Yisoma, and a Bogeres. All three of these women, Bogeres, the Yisoma B'chayav, their Nedarim that these women make are going to be Kayamim because there is nobody that can be made for their Nedarim. And again, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, only broke up our Mishnah into these nine cases to be Mechadi the Talmid. That's what the Yerushalmi tells us, as brought down by the Ran. Okay, next Mishnah. If a woman says, Konam she'eni nene li'aba ulavicha, if a woman says to her husband, it should be also for me to get any benefit from my father or your father, Im osa ani apicha, if I do something for you. In other words, if I do something for you, it should be awesome for me to now go and get any benefit from my father or your father. Or she said, she'eni nenes lecha im osa ani api abo v'api avicha. Or she says, I will get any benefit from you, my husband, if I do anything for my father or for your father. So in both of these scenarios, harei ze yofer. The Mishnah tells us that the husband does have the right to be made for these nedarim. And the Ran in Dibra Maschel, Konim Shani Nenis, at the start of the Mishnah, tells us, Nira Bienai, it appears to me that the Mishnah over here with the two cases, the first case and then the second case, is in the style of the Lo Zu Avzuk Tani. Yes, the first case is given, but the second case is a bigger Chiddush. Technically, you could have just given the second case. I know the first case, but this is a style called Lo Zu, not only this, but Avzuk Tani, even the bigger Chiddush one. The same did apply. So technically, you didn't have to tell me the first one. Once you tell me the second one, which is a bigger chiddush, I would know the first one. But this is a style that we find throughout Shas, Lozu Avzuk Tani. And the Ran continues, he says, Di Tana Reisha Belechud, if you only wrote the first part of the Mishnah, the situation where she says that it should be Asur, that I should get any benefit from my father or my father-in-law, your father, if I do something for you. So then in that situation, the Ran tells us, if you only had the Reisha Lechud, I might have thought, the Mishum Hachi, for this reason, Yochol Hofer, Mishum, the Mehashta Mitzera. I would have said, from this moment and on, she's going to be Aser, either that she can't get any Hanah from her father because of the Neder that she made, Mishum Nadra, or, Mishum Tana, or because she said the Tanai, Imos Ani Apicha, then it's also for me to get any Hanah from either my father or your father. And therefore the Ran says, V'kivan deleka b'chad mehanach gabne midi degriya tvei midvar mishabino levena. Therefore, there is definitely going to be something over here that is beino levena. It's going to impact the husband one way or the other. So therefore, mishum hachi yofer. Therefore, it's a beino levena. He has the right to be made for it. The kivan shekein chol haneder. Since the neder is going to be chal, she says, konem, this is Konem to me, that I won't get an A&R from my father or your father. So this, therefore, this is definitely called Dvarim Shebeino Leveino. However, in the next case, Avo Bisheini Nenes Lecha, when she says to her husband, I will not get any A&R from you if I do something. Im Osani Alpi, Abba V'Alpi Avicha, if I do something for your father or my father, the Beha Bitano Dido. Less below inu nefesh. There is no inu nefesh over here. The low mishum dvarim shebeino levena, and it doesn't necessarily impact the husband in this situation. So then here, solka dait techamin. I might have thought that maybe the husband doesn't have the right to be made for it. The low matzi made for it. Therefore, kamash v'lon kivan de tolso tano bedover she asuya lavo olav. Since it's inevitable that she will be over this nether, either she efsha leisha shetamid atzmo shelotasil oviluvia. It's impossible for her not to do something for her father or her father-in-law, and therefore harizioch lahafer. Therefore, the husband has the right to be made for it. The kasover tana, the tana of our mishnah, tana demastisin, the chi haygavna baal mefer afa pi shelochol haneder. So the critical factor here that the Ran is telling us is, even though the neder was not yet chal, the husband has the right to be made for that neder. And this will be the main discussion in the Gemara: does a husband have the right to be made for a neder that hasn't yet been chal? And let's start the Gemara now and see this inside. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, if a woman says to her husband, I ask myself that I will not get any benefit to my father, your father, im I do something for you. So this is analogous to the Mishnah, but in our Mishnah we had a clear-cut psak that the husband can be made for it, but here we have a machlokas. Rabbi Nosson Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Nosson disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah, and he says, no, the husband can't be made for it in this situation. Whereas the Chachamim, the Tana of our Mishnah, they say, Yofer, the husband can in fact be made for the neder. What is this dependent upon? So the Mefarshim explain, it's exactly Tolion, can you be made for a neder that hasn't yet come into the world, so to say? The neder isn't yet Chal. So Rabbi Nosson says, no, if the neder isn't Chal, you can't be made for it. Whereas the Chachamim and the Tana of our Mishnah, they hold that you can be made for something even if it hasn't yet been Chal. The Braisa continues and says, if a woman says, Nitula ani mina Yehudim, I ask myself to get an offer from all the Jewish people, because Tashmish is very painful to her, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. And therefore, the woman says over here, Nitula ani mina Yehudim, im misham shisach, if I go and have relations with you. So in other words, she's saying it's very painful for me to have relations, and therefore, just like I won't have relations with you, I won't have relations with anybody else. So in this situation, Rabbi Nosson omer lo yofer. Rabbi Nosson says, the husband can't be made for such a neder. Whereas the Chacham say, no, yofer, the husband can be made for the neder. Because in this situation, Rabbi Nosson says, the neder hasn't yet been chal. And therefore, the husband doesn't have the right to be made for something that hasn't yet been chal. If she has relations with her husband, so then the neder will be chal. Then the husband can go and be made for the neder. Whereas the Chacham say, even before the neder is chal, the husband has the right to be made for the neder. And this is a fundamental understanding of the machlokis over here between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Now, Maisa Shahoya, how Gavra, the once was a man, the Itzar Hanoyasa, the Almo Ale, he asked any Hanoah from the world upon himself. Ron explains to Libra Maso how Gavra, Sha'asar Alatzmo Hanoah Sabrios, he asked himself to get any benefit from anybody in the world. Under what circumstances did he make this Isser? Inosiv Itza, if I had to get married to a girl, Kilo Tinina Hilchasa, before I finish Shas. That's what the Ran says, that he says in the next Dibra Maskel in the Ran, Shayarotza Lumo Torah, you want to finish learning Torah, Kodim Shiisa Isha, Kidesh Lo Yisbatel Machmosa. He wanted to make sure he was a big Talmud Chacham before he got married, because he said, if I'm married, it's going to take me away from my learning. As the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that Rechayim Bitzavaro, you have like a mill around your neck, and how do you expect somebody to be Osik Torah in that situation? You have to make parnasa for your family. You have to take care of your wife. You have to take care of your children. So therefore, this Talmud Chacham said, I'm not going to get married. I asked myself to get any Hanor from the whole world if I get married before I finish learning all of Shas. And that's the Lashon that the Tosos uses over here. Ad sheyilmod kol hashas. In Dibur Masel e Nisivna, he says, I ask myself to get married until I finish all of Shas. If I do get married before I finish all of Shas, then I ask myself to get any anor from the entire world. And therefore, the Tosus is, v'lo chola iser ad shenosu isha. In this situation, the iser isn't chal until he gets married, because until then, there's no iser, there's no nether. Now, the Rush points out, how could this nether ever take effect? It's impossible for us to live without getting any hanor from anybody in the world. Nevertheless, it's not called the nether shav, because until right now, the efshal shalo yisa isha v'lo yasa, because he doesn't have to get married, and therefore the nether won't kick in. So that's the scenario. The nether hasn't kicked in yet. What happened? Roit begapa v'sovlaya v'lo imtze lemisna. He tried and tried and tried. That's the way the Ran understands this. He tried very, very hard to go and learn. As the Ran says, Dibur Maskel Roit, the Paklo v'Tarmilo, he went with his stick and with his backpack. Shishtanu b'kol chocha lomod. He tried and tried and tried. And the next Ran, lo ol b'yado. He wasn't successful. He didn't know Shas. So now he's stuck. He can't finish Shas, and at the same time, he can't get married. So the poor guy's stuck. That's the way the Ran understands it. If you look in the Rosh, Dibur Maskel Rod Begapa, he says these are types of kelim, kelim heim shemachnisim ben peros. These are types of utensils that you go and collect fruits with. The guy wasn't in base matters; he was working. He didn't have time to learn because he was too busy making a parnasa. And that's what Tosa says as well, that he was so busy with these peros, with these kelim for these peros, he couldn't go and stop and go and learn. In any event, the guy doesn't know Shas, and now he's stuck. He's not allowed to get married until he knows Shas. He can't get either one. So, Osir of Acha Barav Huna Vishabshe. So along comes Rav Acha Barav Huna, who wants to go and paskin, even though he holds like the Chachamim, he wants to go and make this in accord even with Rabbi Nosson. And now, the nether hasn't been chayet, so technically, you can't do Hataras Nedarim, according to this first version, that we'll see that he compares Hafaras Nedarim to Hataras Nedarim. So Rabbi Nosson wouldn't allow you to do Hafaras Nedarim. He also won't allow you to do Hataras Nedarim. So along comes Rav Acha Barav Huna, and he tricks this young Talmud Chacham, or guy attempting to be a Talmud Chacham, and he tells him, no, it's okay, you're allowed to go get married. The Insiv Itza, so this young Talmud Chacham goes and gets married. Boom, now the neder takes effect, and now he can have Hataras Nedarim. As the Ran says, Dibur Machzul Shivshe, he tricked him. He tricked him. Lomar Shloye Nesar Liachamikain. Don't worry. If you get married, the nether won't kick in, and therefore the guy married a girl. In order that Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna did this, in order that the nether would kick in, and now everybody, including Rav Nosson, would allow you to go be made for the nether or do Hataras Nedarim in this situation. So we turn to Tzadi Amud Aleph, that's the second to last daf in the Masechta. So what happened? The Sharkei Tina, Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, smears this guy with dirt. He throws dirt all over him. Why is that? So the Ran explains, Kidei La'aroso Shutzorach Lebrios. So the altar. So this way the guy needs a launderer. He needs to go and take care of his laundry because his shirt is all dirty. So Lichbos Begodot. He's not like getting an offer in the Brios. He's obviously now in a situation where he has a Pesach or Charota for making the Neder, and boom, now you can have Hataras Nedarim. Now, the Ran further explains that Rav Acha bar Rav Huna says, V'chesavar kihechi d'pligi Rabbanim Rabbi Nosson b'hafara, the opinion of Rav Acha bar Rav Huna says that I'm assuming that just like the Rabbi Nosson and Chachamim have the machlokis in regards to hafara, so to pligi nami b'she'elo. The Rabbi Nosson nami svirulei b'she'elo de'en chachamatir elim kein chol ha-neder. And therefore, that's why he made it in this situation that the neder should be chal. That's the way the Ran understands it. Almost all the Rishonim on the Daf have an interesting, different way of understanding this. Vishar Ketina, he threw dirt at him. So Tosos says over here, in the top Tosos, Pirush, Tocho Betid, he smeared mud all over him, Shlo Yehenim in Olam. Because if he's wearing clothing, he's going to get Hanor from the clothing. He's not going to get any Hanor. So he put mud on him, and the mud would keep him not being visibly naked, but this way he wouldn't be getting Hanor from clothing. Alternatively, the Tosa says, Inami, Yesh Lefarish, Shoka Kidei Shlo Yakireyu, Rav Chista, Shom Yizbayish, Amash Lo Kiem Nidro. So he put mud on him so he wouldn't be recognizable because this poor Talmud Chacham was embarrassed that he made such an ender and that people shouldn't recognize him, and that's why he put mud on him. That's what Tosa says. The Rosh, in the Ramasal Vishar Ketina, says, Ki Hivshit Begadav, he took off his clothing, Levisha Nesar, Banosa Olam. He wasn't allowed to wear clothing. Vitocho So Batit, and he smeared him with mud, so he shouldn't be naked. But Isla Kami the Rav Chista Shiat Lo Nidro, and now we would go to Rav Chista to go be Matir Neder. No, that's what happens. So he comes Isla Kami the Rav Chista to go be Matir Neder. What happens next? Omar Rava. Rava says, Man Chakim, who is as wise? Lemevat Kiho Milsa Ilav the Rav Acha by Rav Huna the Gav Rabu. Oh, what a smart thing the Rav Acha by Rav Huna did over here to go and make the Neder Bichal. So now the Beis Din would be able to go and be matir the neder that this person had made. Because if it wasn't for this Eitzah that Rav Acha bar Rav Huna did, the Kesavar, he holds the Chihechid, the Pligi Rabbanim, the Rabbi Nosson Ba'afara, Hachanami Pligi B'Sheila. Because the simple understanding is that the same din applies by Hafara as it does to Atara. Again, we've mentioned many times, Hafara is when the husband or the father is mefer the nedarim of the wife or the daughter respectively, whereas Atara is by a Yochid Mumcha, which we don't have, which we mentioned many times. We really go to a Beis Din of three, and they are matir the neder. So therefore, in this situation, the simple understanding is that the same din applies by Hafara as Atara, that the machlok is between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim is existent in both scenarios. That's the opinion that Rava seems to suggest. Rapapi disagrees. Rapapi Omar, no, the machlokis is behafara. The machlokis between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim only applies to hafara. The Rabbi Nosson sova, Rabbi Nosson's opinion is, ain't about mefer, elohim kei chol ha-neder. Yes, Rabbi Nosson says that the baal can only be mefer if the neder is chal. And that's based upon the pasuk d'chsiv, the chofra halavona. Now, the way the Mefarshim on the Daf understand it, you can see this inside the Rush, for example, Dibra Maso, the Chofer Alevano, he says, Simen bi'amahu. This is just an asmachta. It's a simen over here from the Pasuk. It's not the real drush from the Pasuk, but it's a play on the words. V'chofra sounds like v'chofra, and Halavana sounds like a binyan, and we refer to a neder as a binyan, as the Rush continues and tells us, Hanoder kilu bon abama. So this is an asmachta. Alternatively, he says it's based upon the pasuk v'hafer es nidro asher aleha. The neder has to be on her already. The mashma isa shechal aleha, that it already has been chal on her. Okay, so that is Rapapi's understanding of hafara, and there's a machlokas between the opinion of Rabbi Nosson and the Chacham, because the Chacham disagree in regards to hafara. Rabban Sabre, Baal Mefer, Afa Pishalo Chol Neder, the Chacham hold that even though the Neder is in Chal, the husband can be Mefer it, based upon this pasuk, which is also in a smach that the Mefarshim explained, the Chsib, Mefer Machshavos Arumim, that you can be Mefer just by a Machshava, just by the stating of it, even though it hasn't yet been Chal. So these two asmachtas from these psukim are the opinion of Rabbi Nosson versus the Chachamim in regards to Afara. But Rapapi says, Abol Bishela, in regards to Ataras Nidorim, Divri Akol, even the Chachamim Amoda to Rabbi Nosson, Divri Akol, in Chochamatir Klum, that there is no Ataras Nidorim, Ella in kein chal a neder, unless the neder has actually been chal. You can't be matir a neder that hasn't yet been chal. The pasuk says lo yachel dvaro. The pasuk says it has to be chal. The neder has to be chal in order for it to be able to be mutter. The person himself can't be matir his own neder. He has to go to a beis din, and the beis din can go be matir the neder if there is a neder that is already chal. So we have a major machlokas over here between Rava and Rapapi. Does hataras nedarim also have to have the neder be chal? Rava says that's a machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamin, whereas Rapapi says no, everybody agrees that you can't do hataras nedarim unless the neder is chal. Now, Lema Messiah, let us show from the following braisa a raya to Rapapi. But we'll leave this for tomorrow. We'll have to go over this again. Otherwise, we're going to finish off today's daf already as well. So we'll stop over here. We'll remind ourselves what the machlokas is between Rava and Rapapi, Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.